You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Thank you. daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Here we are again with Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and this edition, I would have to say, is something along the lines of trying to cheer ourselves up. So I'm going to say, let it all go. That's what it has to be. Let it all go. That could have a lot of connotations, but I'll leave you to discern what they are. We began with Lee Sims in 1926. What's the use of crying? Yes, indeed. What is the use of crying? There's no use at all. It just, you know, makes your shirt wet. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey's Band, under the direction of Merle Evans, with a nice calliope work in there. It's very nice. Entry of the Gladiators by Fusik, spelled F-U-C-I-K, and that is one of the most perilous typographical errors that one could make. That was from 1930, classic recording, definitive version, and our theme, Willard Robeson, with the Ipana Troubadours, Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up. And I'm barely awake, but I'll get through this. It's okay, it really is, because I'm letting it all go. And in that vein, in that spirit, we have the High Hatters in 1928. From the musical Hold Everything, Don't Hold Everything, and that's what I'm saying. Thank you.
ticket. Don't hold everything. Don't hold anything. Just let everything go.
Button up your heart. I have your affection still when we're apart. I mean for my protection. Please button up your heart. I want nobody creeping in there. When you're out some night, my love sleeping in there locked up tight. All right. 'Cause I'll be your Aladdin from the very start. Just let your mind add in, then button up your heart. Thank you.
Jabbo Smith and his Rhythm Aces, 1929, those wonderful sides from that year. And Jabbo was, you know, he was amazing. I don't know why he sort of dropped off the radar for so many years, but boy, he was good. Well, I know why, because I can taste it, in fact. Reddy Holcomb, that was from, 29. Before that, the Ipana Troubadours, under the direction of Sam Lannon, Paul Small on the vocal, 1930. This is a Fields and McHugh tune, of all things. So even they had duds once in a while, I guess. What can I say? This song is, it was, you know, sometimes you hit it right on the head, and sometimes you you miss and hit your thumb. And that was Button Up Your Heart from 1930. That was, Dorothy Fields, Jimmy McHugh, and they, I don't know why that one occurred, but there it is. Not everybody does things brilliantly all the time, because I attest to that. The Hi-Hatters with Don't Hold Everything. Let It All Go. There are ways of doing that, too. You got to, eating a lot of fiber will help as well, in addition to other cathartic activities. That's from 1928, from the musical Hold Everything to Silver, Brown, and Henderson. And that is a good one. That's a very good one. This is Radiola, and we're letting a lot of stuff go this week. We have to make room for other things, and one of them being a piano, which I won't get into detail about, but it makes me very happy. And in order to be happy about some things, you have to kick other things out the door and have to make some floor space in your heart, so to speak. I've got plenty. I should write that. There's a song, Floor Space in My Heart. So I'm Andy Senior, and I'm a failed songwriter, and but you know, I may try it again since I'm getting an instrument. Willard Robeson. Now, there was not a failed songwriter. There was an amazing songwriter, but this isn't his song, although he this was a motif in many of the things he did. Deep River Blues from 1928, and I think that was W.C. Handy's daughter had something to do with this one, but it's a good one. So here it is, Willard Robeson.
And wide, my heart is yearning as I watch the evening tide. Because I'm over here, my gal is on the other side. Deep river, deep river, when I'm worried, I come to you. I sit beside you when I'm feeling blue. Cause you're the only one that I can tell my troubles to. If I had the means, I'd go to New Orleans. But right at this time, I ain't got a dime to spare. At the break of day, I feel away. There's no one to care. I wanna know where I'm going. And if I get the blues, I'll take off my shoes. I'll look to the Lord and jump overboard and drown. When the evening noontide comes long. Oh, Mississippi, hear my sorrow song, then my tribulation won't last so long. Come to me and set me free from those deep river blues.
Just memories. dejected. These blues of mine were unexpected. I know my smile has been neglected. Ooh, old melodies are blue. Sometimes they seem to fascinate me. Sometimes they almost aggravate me. They seem to haunt me most of all. When nightshades fall, blue shadows fall. Blue, 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 shadow, through the night they surround me. They're always making me blue, making me blue. Making me as blue as they can make me be. Oh, blue, 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 shadow, no, no. Melodies all around me. Well, tell me, what can I do? What can I do? What is there to do? They're haunting for me. So, blue, I hear, I love to hear those blue harmonies. It seems the tender themes are just memories. I'm afraid of all the blue-doo-doo-doo-doo shadows. Why do those strange blue shadows? They come and gather round me, gather round me, gather all around me when the night shades fall. I'm always dreaming of the shadows that appear in the night.
They make me blue, blue, blue.
The Revelers in 1928 with Blue Shadows. And yes, they are blue, and they creep around you. And you want to, you know, turn on a light once in a while. And that's what you have to do. Otherwise, those shadows just keep getting bluer. And it's not good. Don't hold your breath either. Let it all go. Before that, Helen Kane, Is There Anything Wrong in That? 1928. Most people, in fact, are more familiar with Annette Hanshaw's recording of that, which was a total ripoff of this one, because Helen Kane originated this whole style of singing, essentially. There may have been one or two other people like this, but Helen Kane was the main originator of it. And, of course, they took Betty Boop from her and made, and Helen got no work after Betty Boop came out because everybody thought she was taking on Betty Boop. But is there anything wrong in that? That's a, sounds to me like if you have your DSM-3 out, it's probably borderline personality disorder or something, or sociopathy, one of those things. But, you know, I know girls like that. Fortunately, I don't associate with them. Yes, indeed. Before that, Willie Robeson, Deep River Blues, 1928. And there's a guy that, you know, I ought to be celebrated. He ought to have his picture on a postage stamp. What a guy. This is Radiola, and people have tried to stamp me, but, you know, I'm too fast. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm not canceled yet. I hope I don't get canceled, because I'm enjoying the show a lot. We're going to proceed, speaking of things that are wrong with people in a mild way, The Happy Six in 1920 off of Columbia 78, Dance-O-Mania, and that's, you know, that was, I guess, must have been a problem. Fortunately, I don't have Dance-O-Mania. I've got working on Dipsomania, but not Dance-O-Mania, so one of those manias will suffice for this week.
Thank you.
Harmonians, which were the Bar Harbor Society Orchestra, according to the American Dance Band discography, so I'll have to go with them. Irving Kaufman, uncredited on the vocal, and why not? Because Irving makes the record, as far as I'm concerned. Chloe, 1928, and, you know, that's how you feel. You're looking for something, and, you know, like, fine. I was looking for The Dog Lost His Tag today. I was looking for that, and I found it. Wasn't quite that dramatic, though. It was more like irritation. But if you're looking for, you know, something or someone, a dog, a child, or a, you know, anything, or your cufflinks, that's a good song. Before that, assuming you have French cuffs, maybe you don't. You know, nobody I know really has them anymore. Before that, the Cotton Pickers. I don't travel with a crowd that classy, by the way. The Cotton Pickers, those Panama Mamas. Are wearing me down, I think it is. Well, they'll do it, too. And a lot of them will wear you down and give them a chance. 1925, and that's pretty darn good. Late acoustic for Brunswick, and we also have an electric, which has a lot of rumbly overtones from the process, but and Trumbauer's in there, too. Gotta like that. Before that, the Happy Six with Dancemania, 1920, and, you know, if the condition persists, see your physician, and, you know, they might have something for that now. This is Radiola, and they don't have anything for this because it's not been yet declared a disease, but once it is, I'm sure they'll find a treatment for it. And I'm Andy Sr., and I'm your microbe. We're going to proceed with, I like this. Gene Austin, in full mode of the era of that time, like Cliff Edwards and Johnny Marvin, they were all doing this, but Gene went into more croony stuff afterward. But he had an amazing jazz sense, I have to say that. Billy Carpenter on the uke, 1925, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, and I believe it.
Who's that coming down the street? Who's that looking so petite? Who's that coming down to meet me here? Who's that, you know who I mean? Sweetest who you've ever seen. I could tell her miles away from here. Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, ma'am, we've decided. No, ma'am, we won't hide it. Yes, ma'am, you're invited now. By the way, when we reach the preacher, I'll say, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Who's the who I rave about? Who do I feel blue about? In the winter, summer, spring, and fall. What was I just gonna say? I forgot, but anyway, here's the most important thing of all.
Thank you. do you, you do? That's all I want to know. Do you think it would be all right if I turn out that awful light? Do you, you do? That's all I want to know. How would you like a little squeeze? Oh, baby, don't refuse me, please. Do you mind just a little kiss? Are you enjoying it? Do you? You are? That's all I want to know.
Fred Rich and his Hotel Astor Orchestra. Could I? I certainly could. And why not? I think Red Nichols is in there, too, among others. Very, very hot recording, nicely done. And some of those harmonies, people tend to slough those off and almost put them in the category of Red Label Columbias, which in a sense they are. But they are, there's much richness and good fun stuff in those harmonies, divas, and velvetones. So I never let them pass by. I always look through those. Before that, Happy Martin. And speaking of Kaufmans, that's obviously and definitely Jack Kaufman. Do you? That's all I want to know. 1928. And the jazz accompaniment in there sounds marvelous. I'm guessing, my guess would be that since there's no reference to that recording anywhere in my stable of discographies, I would say that's Mike Mosiello playing that, and he's and probably Sinella and the rest of those guys. But being on a diva, it's a Columbia product, so I don't know how they got the day off from Grey Gull, but they did. Happy Martin with was Jack. Do you want to know? Yeah, well, whatever you want to know, I've got it here. And if you want to know who began the set, it was Gene Austin. Billy Carpenter, Billy Uke Carpenter, on his instrument, Yes, Sir, That's My Baby, 1925, and Gene is vastly underrated as a jazz artist, and I will say that even in 1925, he was doing some amazing things, as you have heard just now on Radiola, and we try to do as amazing a job as we can without being too annoying about it. I'm Andy Sr., and I just can't help annoying, and that's just my nature, but you'll have to live with that, I suppose. The Bearcat Jazz Band played up in Canastota this past weekend, and Mr. Wonderful, which would be me in this case, managed to capture some of that joy for you. And here's what they began the set with, and it's a good one, as always, and how could you not love this? And the group is led by Dick Ames, who is just a kid of 91, but boy, is they're just keeping that thing going for 3 hours. Amazing, amazing program. Shimmy Shawabble, recorded on April 3rd.